Dear me family and all, this is Jean-Claude with new evidence of Joanne Jupiton using Marlene's daughter to coerce Marlene into Joanne's Irish plot. So listen to Marlene telling me why she went to the police, the proof of how Joanne did it.
That's right, Mr. Eli. I was there. You're going to jail because you are a white beater. You are a monster. All right? I'm ready for your boast. You hit me. You assaulted my family. You assaulted my daughter. My daughter's going to put you in jail. Okay? We have pictures. Okay? You piece of shit. So blast everything you want. Fucking ass. Okay? Asshole.
Shocking, right? First, that was not the Marlene I married, but the Marlene number two created by Joanne, as Marlene knows full well that not one thing she said ever happened. Here is the big news. This voicemail was 2.5 years after the marriage. So where did Joanne get the idea that Marlene would go to the police for Tiffany to put me in jail? Well, it came from Tiffany, as I was holding on to my wife to keep Tiffany from dragging her out of our bedroom. Please listen.
You're going to jail.
Move out. She's okay. Get off of me.
No.
Tiffany.
I'm sending this to the cops. Are you fucking crazy? You hit my mother.
She didn't hit me.
Are you serious?
She didn't hit me.
You're here with her.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I hit your mother. Tiffany.
I'm sending this to the cops. You're going to jail.
Move out. She's okay.
No. Somebody needs to come now.
Well, you just heard Tiffany 5 years before Marlene went to the police with Joanne. First, you clearly heard Marlene yell at Tiffany to get off of her and to get out of our womb. And Tiffany falsely claimed that I hit her mother, who then angrily replied that I did not. Then told her family that JC could never hit a woman. And as to Marlene say, we have pictures, she's talking about the picture of Tiffany's busted lips she got from her mother and ended up in Joanne's hands to mind control Marlene. To conclude, if Tiffany did not invade our bedroom to fight with her mother, there would be peace today. If Tiffany did not go over her mother's head and went to Joanne to complain, there would be peace today. If Joanne did not create the lie that assaulted Tiffany, there would be no Mad Dog Jupiton dragging Marlene to a police station, nor attempting to turn her into a murderer, no Jupiton attacks on my vision, and no mental corruption of my daughter Tanisha. Instead of emailing episodes of a horror saga to the community today, I would be mailing out an invitation to our 10th wedding anniversary gala for September 30th. So since Marlene told me to blast her recording, that is what I'll do in my Father's Day bombshell message. And this is the catastrophe of a Mad Dog Jupiton who must face the consequences. As Jean-Claude Elie never was and never will be a piece of shit monster. Thank you.